Yo.
Yo. What's going on, my brother?
Ain't nothing, man. Ready for some playoff football and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Definitely looking forward to this weekend. Super wild card weekend, as they call it. Six games. Anyone you looking forward to in particular?
Looking forward to Al Jones. Hopefully we can get this dub. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to like a lot of them, if not all of them. I want to see the Cardinals, Rams jump.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys, 49ers jump.
Got the Patriots and Bills tonight.
Oh yeah, I want to see the Bengals in the playoffs.
Yeah, I believe that's the. I believe that comes on today too. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so all right, let's go. Jamar Chase lit us up.
Good.
Sheesh.
Mm-hmm. I seen when I was on Twitter this morning, I seen LSU make a post saying that they got 30 alumni in the playoffs this year, and that's the most out of anybody in the league or whatever.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. So definitely look forward to some football. Since I gotta pick me a little team I'm gonna ride out with since my team ain't up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, man. You decide yet? Still waiting?
I don't know, man. I'm gonna have to take me a little buy or something, man. You know what I'm saying?
A buy.
Yeah.
Buy one of your young guns, man.
I want to, but you got to understand, man. Like, one of the games we didn't mention, well, the only game we didn't mention, is the Eagles and the Buccaneers. You know what I'm saying? And,
oh, Wayne's saying about the, did we say something about the Bills Patriots?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. That's a tall task, man.
Yeah.
No, but I believe in Hurts. I might not believe in nobody else on the team, but believe in Hurts, man. No, I always got to ride out with Joe Beasley and Chasey and all of them, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And then Mac 10. But I just got to see who's going to be left out of the weekend, man. Because, you know, all three of them lose, then what? You know what I'm saying? All
right, front runner, man.
Hey, look who talking.
Wow. Girl, I've been 10 toes deep, man.
Right.
I ain't switch up, man.
So speaking of switch up, I know we ain't talking about this pre-pod, but since we talk about front running and all that, how you feel about the Hawks, man? And Cam Reddish, man. Give him my man away, man.
For fucking Kevin Knox, bro, and a fucking pick.
Like that.
Hopefully that pick be good, but god damn, bro.
Man, we had Marcus Smart for y'all, man. That's what I wanted.
I don't mad at nothing now. Like, geez, and then I was like, I don't know. Maybe I was looking at, man, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to understand the salary cap shit. Because, like, I know, like, next year, Trey shit get ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, god damn, I would like to see us cut some of them other, like, name niggas. I see some other niggas who making, like, about the same amount as Cam. Like, why the fuck we couldn't cut them niggas and keep Cam and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I think, I don't even think we got paid. Like, from what I was looking at the website, I don't even know if we got to pay Cam. How soon we got to pay Cam? Because, like, he had, like, little salaries locked up on the little chart for, like, the next 2 years or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's still on his rookie deal.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, why the fuck? And then I was like, bro, like, no disrespect to him. He's been kind of injured. He ain't been playing, like, crazy, but he got get a super max contract and shit like that, even though the money's inflated and shit. Like, right. Golly. It's like, why the fuck? Why was it such a rush to get rid of this nigga?
Yeah. I knew niggas ain't appreciate him. I can tell out of, man, you know, like you said, he been injured and whatnot, but the way he played in the playoffs, like, he was more deserving of a bigger role. And then to come back this, you know, this season and niggas still having them playing that minuscule role like that. I knew niggas ain't appreciate him and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, man, I just be mad, man, because it's like, Every time, I ain't saying he gonna move the needle or something like that, but that's a good piece to have. Whether you bring him off the bench, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Knicks got a steal.
Yeah, and that's what I be when we be talking about like our teams making moves and stuff. Like, bro, niggas be giving niggas away.
Yeah, you just gotta go fishing and actively look. You might hit a couple nose, but you turn over a few rocks. You know what I'm saying? You gonna get something.
Mm-hmm. Every team in the league has a Kevin Knox that they could have gave up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And what you say, was it a first-round pick?
Yeah, I think it was like a first-round protected pick, I think, from Charlotte, I think.
Right. And I'm like, if you look at, like, Cam upside versus, like, what he been doing, I mean, granted, like you said, he has been hurt, but.
Yeah, I don't hold it against him, but I'm just saying, like, in terms of, like, he ain't done enough to demand a super crazy contract. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not saying to diminish him. But I'm like, you know what I'm saying? We do got to pay him. Like, the fuck? Like, soon Gallinari going to come off the books. And
right.
Then hopefully you can get some of the other niggas who getting paid. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, the fuck? Like, you can make this shit happen. That would have been like a nice little nucleus and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You think it was a... Niggas just ain't want him around, or because I did hear it was rumors like John Collins. Remember, he was saying he was like frustrated with his role and all that. So, what you think like going on?
I have no idea, bro. I'll be honest, I have no idea what the fuck's going on. That shit is like crazy to me.
Yeah, but let's see. The trade deadline February 10th, so that's a little bit under a month away. So, we'll see whatever. So today is Saturday, the 15th. So most of the players that signed like later into the offseason and that signed extensions, they are eligible to be traded starting today. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that might be what some teams is waiting on. You know, the whole Westbrook getting traded to the Lakers. They wasn't able to trade him until starting today. You know what I mean? So. Okay. Little tidbits like that. I guess we'll see going forward. Who gonna shake what up? But yeah, definitely looking forward to some playoff football today, man. So, I guess since we started with the sports, we might as well just go ahead and knock them all out, right?
Okay, I'm cool with that.
Yeah. So, earlier in the week. We know last week Kyrie Irving made his return to the court after sitting out most of the season, being unvaccinated and the mandates, not being allowed to play home games. Brooklyn had came out and said that, you know, if he couldn't play all the games, he wouldn't play no games. And then, you know, it's funny what a couple of losses can do to a decision, right?
Right.
And... you know, a bunch of the team going in and out of health and safety protocols. So they decided to bring him back on a part-time basis, which I feel like was the best part-time job in the world. He's playing away games. And then news broke Monday that if Brooklyn is willing to pay small fines, and I have to underline the word small five to six times, because that's exactly what they are. Very, very small fines. It can be as little as $1,000 per game. If they're willing to pay that, he'll be allowed to play home games.
Wow.
Now, Kyrie alone, his contract is, I believe, $130 million over the course of its years. And... well, it's not like he would be paying the fines, but Brooklyn, which is a $1 billion organization, would have to pay, I want to say maybe $25,000, $30,000 at max, if that's how many home games are left, which I doubt because it's halfway through the season. What do you feel about this, bro? Does money trump everything at the end of the day?
That's exactly what I was just thinking. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? How like serious this pandemic is and shit, and how they had the guidelines in place, this, that, and the third. And now for a measly $1,000 a game, you know what I'm saying? We can break all the rules and regulations we had in place just to play some goddamn basketball and shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit is kind of crazy when you think about it and shit. Mm-hmm. How the story developed and shit. Well, we thought he was going to miss the whole season, and now he's playing road games. Now this nigga about to be a full-time member of the Nets, and he stood tall and I got the vaccine and shit.
Right. So how do you, like, if you were, like, say, like, you were on a team, right, and you were one of the players that was basically, I'm not going to say forced, but basically you were pressured into getting, like, the vaccine and all that, making sure you could play all the games and be available, and then this news comes out. Do you feel a certain type of way, or?
I don't know. I might feel a certain type of way. Because, like, that shit is kind of, like, unfair and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got pressure, and like you said, if I had just the strongest beliefs as a Kyrie, but I don't have Kyrie money. So I got to do what I got to do to feed my family, progress my career and all that shit. I can't withstand, though, you know what I'm saying, the backlash and shit like that. I might be pushed out of the league or some shit, you know what I'm saying? But this nigga, you know what I'm saying, can do what he do and still prosper in the league, and then the teams will pay fines for the nigga, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna think I might feel a certain type of way. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, when you say it like that, then yeah.
At first, I was thinking, like, oh, man, I wouldn't care what that was. Like, what you actually think about? Like,
if you're gonna say it like that, I guess.
If a nigga, like, actually felt like, you know what I'm saying? Me, I was, like, on the fence about the account. You know?
Right.
But if I was, like, really anti-vax or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
But like you said, you ain't getting, you're not on a max contract.
Right.
You could be on the 1 year deal, prove it deal or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. I was on the fence about this too, right? And, you know, shout out to Kyrie first and foremost for, like, standing your ground, fighting for what you believe in. Because one thing I always do say is you never know what can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, this wasn't one of those situations because we thinking, like, once you put, like, mandates in place, that's the end all be all.
It normally is, man.
Right, right. And so I just have to recalibrate my mindset. And we should have been done this because it's been multiple other situations where it just proved that money is just really the end all be all no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like going forward, this is the nail in the coffin, the straw that broke the bell's back, or whatever that is, the camel's back.
Yeah.
This is that for me. So going forward, no matter what happens, I feel like no matter who does what, as long as you have a certain amount of money, you're going to be able to do what you need to do in order to make what you want to happen. You know what I mean?
Facts, yeah.
Now, if I was a player on the team, I'd be sick. But it would be not only like how you explained it, you being anti-vax. I will also be sick at myself a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, I kind of feel like even if I was on like a prove it deal or something like that, I just feel like somehow, some way, if niggas would have banded together, imagine like all the anti-vax players and all that would have banded together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like with a certain amount of money, they probably could have made something happen. Because he did it. And he could have been the leader of the movement or something. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So, I don't know. It's real. It was shocking to say the least. Like, I kind of figured, I mean, I think we both talked about it. We kind of figured it was going to be a time where they was going to let him play them away games, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But mandates, they're basically like throwing laws into the fold. And if you break the law, you know, niggas is talking about going to jail.
Right, yeah.
Like, niggas, like, look at our mandates. Niggas can't go to the mall without the vax. Your job wants you to get the vax, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then I think the turnaround time is also like shocking, like a week later.
Yeah, and that's what I was about to say. As soon as you finished talking or whatever, I was like, to see how fast they caved in on that, you know, signed the mandates and shit. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Hey, yeah, that's is a championship worth that much, bro?
I guess it is.
I really feel like Brooklyn, on a serious basketball note, I really feel like Brooklyn thinks like that this is the year right here. With James Harden turning down that extension, that's probably raising some eyebrows, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of the people linking him to Philly still got a great relationship with the old Rockets GM, Daryl Morey. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people feel like this James Harden for Ben Simmons thing might be a thing. Yeah, I'm not sure if it is. I wouldn't do it.
Right.
But if it is a thing, then, you know, they probably feel like this is the time to do it. I know you take out James Harden and put in Ben Simmons, you're taking a step back.
Yeah.
Especially without all the other pieces that they gave up to get James Harden. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
And I will say, and when you think about this shit the whole time, it's like, we doing all this shit in the midst of a pandemic and shit. You might as well go all the way and shit. Like, niggas playing basketball and shit. Right. And I was just be thinking, like, I don't know if you, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure you probably peep, like, some video or highlights of high school niggas playing basketball.
Yeah.
And you see how they wear the mask while they playing underneath their chin.
Yeah.
Like, what's the purpose of that?
Yeah, it's funny because I remember LeBron, he had tweeted a video of his son Bronny doing it. And he was like, Bronny had did like this little between the legs dunk or whatever. And he was like, flashy dunk, but you look dumb as hell wearing a mask under your chin. And, you know, when it comes to that kind of stuff, I really feel like high schoolers just be doing it to get noticed. It's just something to get eyes on them. You know what I'm saying?
So you think it's the high schoolers just doing it?
I really think so. Because it's like, they're wearing the mask on the sidelines, right? When they're on the bench and stuff like that. And I really feel like it wouldn't be too far-fetched for a nigga to be like, man, I ain't about to keep taking this joint off and putting it back on. I'm just about to slide it down right quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm thinking that could be a thing, but I don't know. I was thinking like it's something like that the school district or whatever put in place to try to fake be healthy and shit. Cause like, you know, you got like different mandates and shit you can wear as far as your uniform and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to say, like, I don't know if them niggas will let them niggas just wear the mask underneath there, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't something from the school district or athletic director or whatever. But that shit just look dumb and shit, look pointless and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if you peep, like all of them niggas on the team don't be doing it. It just be select people and shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It could be either way, but it is pointless because it ain't like you wearing a mask on the court. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Like, what the fuck if that shit fall off somebody's face and you slip on that shit? That shit slippery as shit. You know what I'm saying?
Facts, especially when like, you get the sweating.
Yeah, it's like it's dumb as shit. Like you're not, you know what I'm saying? that shit just look dumb and shit. I just say that to say like niggas just doing dumb shit as far as like the mandate and all this shit. And this shit changes every minute, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, the mandate
might not be, you know what I'm saying, that bad of a thing for them just to pay the money to go ahead and get Kyrie to go ahead and get this championship and shit.
Yeah. I mean assuming that they win it.
Right. Or make a push for it.
It's NBA looking kinda all types of niggas playing good this year.
Yeah, niggas might get lucky. You know what I'm saying? My hopes looking like some ass. You know what I'm saying? Niggas might sneak up in the joint and shit, man.
Definitely wouldn't be on the behalf of y'all. We knew that shit was fluke last year, man. Thanks to Julius Randle and the boys.
What about the other niggas we beat? Everybody was fluke though.
No. Y'all heard the. I mean, I don't know. Because who y'all beat out of the Knicks? What, the 76ers?
The 76ers.
Yeah, the whole Ben Simmons drama and all that. Yeah, I don't know.
No, we can't help with that nigga Curry, bro. We exposed the nigga.
That shit looking funny in the light, man.
Hey, man, we exposed that nigga, man. It is what it is, man. So, well, man, let me tone down my Hawk shit. You know what I'm saying? I might be moving out west. You know what
there
I'm
you go.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
My man Clay back. Headbang Clay. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Headbang. Yeah, you need to take that shit. Might need a haircut. That might be what's holding, you know. I mean, he ain't played in 1,000 days, so, you know. He'll give him a little. Oh, yeah. You know what's crazy? Is the All-Star voting open up, I think, 1.5 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. That shit is crazy.
And the fan, you know, they do the fan. Thank God the NBA got some common sense. So it just don't go purely off of fan votes anymore. So it's fan voting is 1/3. The coaches and GM is another 1/3. And I forgot who got the other 1/3 and shit. But this nigga ain't played in 2 years. And he was like 3rd or 4th among the gods, though, voted in for the All-Star game.
Let's go. Man, they're trying to hold band there, man. Wiggins got voted high in that joke, too, man.
Get Wiggins up in there, man. Wiggins deserve it, man. I definitely look forward to seeing some fresh niggas who don't normally make it. You know what I'm saying? Of course, my Celtics going to be well represented up in there.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, Tatum, Brown, you know what I'm saying? You know, we swing this trade, might be Bill, you know what I mean? Nah, we some trash and shit, too. We need help. We could have used the Cam Reddish. I could have had, outside of, like, Tatum and Brown and Big Rob, I could have had anybody. We'd give up anybody with Cam. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But I guess we can move on. I think that was it as far as the did you have anything else with the sports?
I don't think so. But
oh yeah, I forgot the Bot Scott thing.
Okay, get wet.
Yeah. So I had to just, you know, organize the screenshots. So yeah, as we know, tonight Bills host the Patriots in AFC East showdown. I like the little division matchups in the playoffs. You know, play the niggas twice already.
You need a few of them. Yeah, you need a few of them. I ain't want to be a part of it, but you need a few of them.
No, man, looking too scary, man.
Thank goodness it wasn't no towel Monday night, man.
So one of the division matchups we got, because I think you said who played the Cardinals and the Rams?
Yeah.
That's the other one. And Josh Allen said that he was going to be nervous heading into this playoff game, which I guess I get it, but you know, he's been in a few playoff games now, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So that's, I don't know if that's a red flag or not, but Bart Scott, former NFL linebacker, Ravens and Jets, suggested on ESPN that he take Viagra before the game to get the blood flowing. Now, this is hilarious to me, but do you really think he should take Viagra, bro?
Nah, man. It gotta be wild. Just to be out there with the hard on.
And it's gonna be Buffalo too? Yeah. And it's a night game. You know it's about to be cold out that thing, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I ain't never really mess with the Viagra. I don't know. Whatever to do with the blood and all that to get you hyped or whatever. Oh no, but I think I stay away from it, especially trying it on the playoff game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like if I'm not mistaken, it gets the blood flowing to your junk,
right?
So I'm not sure if it like is gonna keep the blood running all through you and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll do it. Take blood from somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
No bull. That would be wild. Nah, Boscott's a wild turkey, man. He's always good for a knucklehead comment here and there.
Yeah, you hear these vets, man. You hear about the crazy stories and shit niggas used to do before games. Like, like Dennis Rodman said, he used to drink before the game and shit like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so play, you know, play the smoke before the game and shit like that. So niggas got their own wild little rituals to do to get ready to get, you know what I'm saying, zoned in and shit. But Viagra, though, that's kind of wild.
Yeah, that's the wildest. You think he ever did that?
He probably did. You know what I'm saying? Lying back, rough head ass nigga. Probably definitely did. I'd be mad as shit. Tackle me. The fuck, nigga?
Yeah, that'd be out of control. That'd be out of control right there. That would be wild. No, that's a wild. Definitely a wild nigga. So speaking of wild niggas, we got a few of these coming up.
Hold on. Before we close out, we got to close out sports?
Yeah.
All right. One, shout out to the Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Winning the national title, man. Great, great story from the quarterback, man. You know what I'm saying? Overcoming obstacles. And I'm surprised, man. We was thinking, like, Alabama's about to do Alabama.
Yeah.
But they turned up in that second half.
Yeah. Alabama definitely looked out of sorts from the – like you said, from a second. Well, really was before that. It was just a close game, though. And then the quarterback completely, I don't know if you want to say folded under pressure, but he definitely mobbed out a few times, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely congrats to Georgia, man. SEC is still reigning supreme.
Yeah. Tired of the ass, man. Merlin on the way, man.
Oh, to what?
National title, man. We on the way.
Hey, man.
Please, let's get this podcast up to, like, you know what I'm saying, a million listens and all that shit, so I can be, you know what I'm saying. So I can use my money, you know what I'm saying, get some niggas coming to Maryland, man.
Niggas is not coming. The SEC done won the championship 16 times, like, out of the last 20 years. Niggas,
what they say, man? All good things gotta come to an end, man.
Yeah, I get that. In theory,
Big Ten time, man. Big Ten.
You seen what happened to the Big Ten, man? Was that Michigan? You seen what happened to Michigan?
Yeah, the wrong team. The wrong team, man.
them niggas got beat on so bad. Wichita, I'm thinking about leaving, coming back to the league and all that. Nah, niggas is scared of the SEC, though.
Yeah, like, they get the big boys. Pause.
They were saying that's why Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma, because he didn't want to go to the SEC. You know, Oklahoma and Texas, they about to join the SEC, I think, in like another year or two.
Oh, okay. Duck that rack. Okay.
And went to USC. I get it. In theory, I get it, because, you know, niggas be trying to fake do that in football. In the NFL, you know, you want to avoid one team, see them in a Super Bowl or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But that's going to be something you're going to have to destroy from within, I feel like.
So you said Merlin got to go to SEC. All right, bet.
I don't even think they would let Merlin in the SEC.
Bet.
But, you know, it's cool to dream, though. I will say, you know, Merlin might be all right in basketball, though. You know what I'm saying?
Man, two sport team, man.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. Baseball, too. Right.
Lacrosse.
Good call. Yeah, lacrosse. Yeah, they definitely be winning a little lacrosse, though.
All right, and lastly, before you close out sports, did you want to give predictions on the games today? I mean, on the games this weekend? Playoff first round?
That's what you really want to do. I want,
you know what I'm saying? We always, you know what I'm saying? We was doing it for, like, what we was doing it for? I mean, the first couple weeks and shit?
Yeah. Man, I don't want to have to pick against none of my boys, man. I want to make some outlandish picks, man. All right. So.
You got the schedule for you, or we go ahead and kick it off?
I got it, but yeah, you can do it if you want to. Go ahead.
All right. So today at 4:30, the Raiders versus the Bengals.
You already know who I'm going with, man. Joe Beasy. Raiders shouldn't even be here, man. All niggas had to do was nail down, man.
Talk.
You know what I'm saying?
Talk to them niggas.
I blame the Chargers head coach, man. Still got a job, by the way. But Yeah, I'm definitely going with the Bengals. You?
Yeah, I'm definitely going with the Bengals. You know, AFC West, I hate them niggas. They don't want them in the playoffs and shit. They look like they started off hot, you know, like they're going to choke away the playoffs, but they somehow end up sneaking back in the junk, man.
Mm-hmm.
But next matchup tonight at 8:15, the matchup we were just talking about, Patriots travel to Buffalo to take on the Bills.
Now, this is going to be interesting because not only is this a division game and it's their third time playing, did they just play last week?
Yeah, I want to say they played recently and shit.
That was last Sunday, I think. So now I know it's happened before, but I would have to look up how many times that's happened. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
You play somebody the last week of the season, and then turn around and first week of the playoffs, got to play them again.
I remember that shit happened when I was a Cowboys fan and shit with the Eagles and shit.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was crazy, yeah.
Donovan McNabb and them, or?
Yeah.
Okay. I think was that the year I blew the doors off of them?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember that. That's when Jerry World was relatively new, right?
Yeah.
Got you. Because I remember, if that's the same game, that's when Donovan McNabb was doing that fake little guitar shit.
Right. Yeah, banging on the glass and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Got the doors blown off them niggas.
He right out of the cage, man.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't tap on the glass with the animals.
Mm-hmm. Watch yourself.
I'm gonna go Patriots, man. This is probably gonna be against better judgment. I like Mac Jones, man. I'm a Mac Jones fan, man. Yeah, young, throwing into the fire. Learning experience either way, you know. Buffalo is way more polished in advance. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Run the ball somewhat, you know, at least with Josh Allen anyway. Big Cannon, if he got to. I don't think it's going to be no snowstorm or nothing, so you ain't got to worry about niggas running the whole game and all that.
That shit was wild.
But yeah, I'm going with Bill. Big Bill and Mac 10, man. You?
I'm going with Buffalo, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, Patriots, one of the teams you got to watch out for, and mm-hmm. they made it. But, like you said, I just think the star power of Buffalo with Diggs, Allen, Micah Hyde, that defense, hopefully they can get that running game going. Mm-hmm. I think they can definitely edge out the Patriots. But if they make some mistakes, you know what I'm saying, the technician is Bill, going to make them pay for it. But
oh, yeah.
I think the Bills going to come out on top, though.
Should be good.
Definitely going to be a good matchup. All right, tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Eagles versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No AB.
This nigga wild. I'm going Eagles, man. Jalen Hurts, man. Can't name anybody else on the team but Jalen Hurts, man. Enough said, man. Herculean effort tomorrow. I'm talking about
the team on his bike.
Oh yeah, team when against the defending champs. You know what I'm saying? That should be a dominating game for the Buccaneers. But I'm riding with Jalen, man. Eagles.
Yeah, I got the Buccaneers though.
Yeah. I'm going with Hop, man. You know, you be playing it safe, man. I'm going with Hop, man.
I ain't got no dogs in this race, man. So, man, yo, son.
I got you, man.
All right, next matchup, 4:30 tomorrow. 49ers versus the Cowboys.
Ooh. Again, man. It's like I almost got a dog in every race, man. I'm going with the boys, man. Boys back in town, man.
Who your dog in this race?
He said, what?
Who your dog in this race?
Oh man, come on, man. You know I got family out in South Dakota, man. So, you know, I gotta
wow.
ride. You know what I'm saying? Gotta ride with Dakota, man. The Skip would say Dakota Rain Prescott. Let's go, man. Cowboys, man.
I'm going Niners, man. I think that run game it might get them some trouble, man. And it might be a long day. If they can't stop the run, it's going to be a long day for the Cowboys, man. The Cowboys better come out sharp. None of that slow start. Dakota, your guy. Mm-hmm. Your guy, he might be on this game, man.
He gonna be on this game. Hey, load the box up, make Jimmy G beat you. You got the game in the bag. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, sounds like a nice game plan. That's what they gonna have to do, load that box up, stop that run.
Hey, Micah. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we need all them dogs, man. We need them. This why I get paid, man. Well, he don't get paid yet, but you know, everybody else, this why I get paid, man.
DeMarcus Lawrence talking to you, brother. You got paid.
Yes, sir. What you call back, Gregory?
Yeah, he been back. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a wrap. Yeah, let's go, boy. And it's the Nickelodeon game too. Yeah,
man. Make sure y'all tune in to Nickelodeon broadcast. Is Nate Brothers still?
Yes, sir. You know, I love Nate. Hey, it's gonna be Nate, Young Dylan. Man, I be forgetting the chick name, but the one that was doing it last year and shit.
Okay. Well, they wish they brought my man back for last year too, though. But it's all good. We got Young Dylan, man.
Yeah, Young Dylan the future, man. He the future. Other cousins, he might have priced out. He might be too expensive now, man.
All right, next matchup, we got us. Tomorrow, 8:15, Steelers versus the Kansas City Chiefs. A lot of people call this a trap game.
Oh, I ain't know why I call it.
People
that,
think you're a Big Bell ass hoorah.
Right, and that's exactly what the fuck it's going to be, man. Kansas City by 25 or something, man. The trap game, though. What y'all looking forward to?
Huh?
Who y'all looking forward to?
What you mean, who we looking forward to?
It's a trap game. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Y'all looking forward to somebody else, and then...
Oh, nah, you know what I'm saying? It just might not be we looking ahead, though, you know what I'm saying? We might be looking forward to the just easy road to the Super Bowl or something, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Just thinking, like, it's an easy game, and then these niggas come out and play, you know what I'm saying?
There we go.
Upset special and all that.
I haven't heard not one soul call it that, but okay. Man, Chiefs by 30, man.
I think we edge it out.
Edge it out though.
Yeah, man.
Big Ben be about to break his arm damn near to throw a 5-yard pass. The niggas go, okay.
All right. Najee, but that's what we too. We struggle with the run game too. Or hopefully Najee Harris don't go crazy.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? And hopefully Patty Mahomes and all of them ain't, you know what I'm saying, causing turnovers, throwing turnovers, trying to force too much.
Oh my God.
Going to the ball hawking, Fitzpatrick and all that. You know what
I'm saying? Ball hawking. I'm just beginning right out the stadium,
you know what I'm saying? Hopefully we can keep it close and edge them out, man. Can't see Chiefs though. And the Monday Nighter, 8:15. Arizona Cardinals versus the LA Rams.
Again, man. Got dogs in every race, it feel like, man. You know what I'm saying? Got too many ties to Hollywood, man. So I feel like I'm obligated to pick the Rams. You know what I'm saying? Got my man Van Jefferson. You know what I'm saying? Huge fan. Cooper Kupp, best receiver in the league.
Oh,
Odell Beckham, OBJ, the resurgence. You know what I'm saying? I got the new Matty Ice. You know what I'm saying? You
know? Wow.
Yes, sir. The new Matty Ice. Matt Stafford. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds so fake.
I got Big Jalen locking niggas down. They ain't even got D-Hop. So, Big Aaron Donald. Come on, man. Rams, man. Who you got, man?
I'm going to have to go with the Rams. If the Cardinals had D-Hop, then I make it interesting to go with the Cardinals. Without D-Hop, man, it's gonna be kind of rough. But you know what I'm saying, I got in the undercard, I got AJ snuffing Jalen again.
The undercard,
you know what I'm saying?
That nigga about to be in the straight jacket, slum.
Hey, he might get a straight jacket, but you know what I'm saying, AJ gonna catch with another two-piece like he did, you know what I'm saying?
He can do all that, man, and go right home. As long as he go home, you know what I'm saying, two-piece, biscuits, drinks, whatever. Way home, man.
Yeah, man, I feel sorry for the Cardinals. I kind of choked it, you know what I'm saying? They was like, damn, they're number one seed, man.
That niggas was 9-0, Slim.
Shit crazy. But nobody really expected them to be there. But I did say watch out for these Cardinals and look at them now, man. They got a chance, you know what I'm saying? Still won.
Oh, yeah. It's a divisional game, so you already know. no matter what, who missing and whatnot, niggas can still be beat. You know what I'm saying?
Kyle's going to have to put him on his little back, man. A little, get them little legs running. It's going to be a long day.
Yeah, hey, I can't even shout out the Rams defensive coordinator. I don't even know who the fuck it is, but McVay. And tell that nigga, man, spies all game, man. Hey, I don't know what niggas be thinking during the regular season. Everything on the line, playoffs, man. Shit not that hard, man. Spy, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to blitz the nigga, do not blitz the nigga so he can roll out to the right. Make him go left. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
Yeah. I you know, I'm defensive coordinator in my past life, man. You know
what all I'm right.
Yeah.
But that's it. The sports talk and NFL predictions, man.
Man, sorry right there, man.
Brought to you by TED Talks, man.
Yeah, I wish.
Official sponsor of the pod, man.
Yeah, I wish it was like that. But diving into like a bunch of knuckleheads in the, I guess, hip hop industry. I guess we can call that, even though I don't consider niggas hip hop technically. But you want to talk about the Kodak Black stuff first, man? Before, how can we ease into one another? Pause. Let's talk about Drake first, since his is kind of comical.
Okay.
Yeah. So we all know by now Drake is pretty much super active when it comes to hooking up with these models, Instagram models, if you will. And his latest, well, at least his latest to hit the public's eye, Rendezvous, has been met with a lawsuit. Which I'm quite certain she's not going to win this. He's been accused of putting hot sauce in a condom. Now, after doing my homework, it does say hot sauce does eat the semen or whatever. So it destroys it completely. You won't be able to impregnate yourself or whatever. But after throwing the condom away, she goes and she's trying to do what the typical chick would do in that situation, I guess, and trying to get Drake's semen inside of her to get pregnant. And after burning and getting an infection, she is suing because he put hot sauce in it. Did you see the picture that he posted the other day?
What kind of picture was it?
Well, he was at the pool hall and he had like a on his little belt buckle, he had like a sandwich bag full of hot sauce.
Oh, nah.
Yeah, so he's having fun and trolling this situation to the fullest. And what do you think about this? What do you think about the hot sauce first, and then what's your opinion on like these IG models trying the same old with these celebrities?
Oh, he's brilliant for that, man. It's like hilarious. Like, she's such a bird for even trying that. I'm thinking like, if it's the regular color hot sauce, like you clearly see the bag is contaminated. It's contaminated.
All right.
So why even try it? So you deserve everything that's coming to you for even doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
It's just dumb. Just that press. And I was thinking maybe she might not win, but she might win if Drake, you know what I'm saying, just see fit. Hey, man, it's not worth my time. But I forget Drake is the petty king.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just reminded me with that, what you said, the picture with the hot sauce and the sandwich bag. Mm-hmm. So he's petty king. So he could definitely exhaust her if I was like just running up the legal bill and maybe even counter-suing her and just, you know what I'm saying, bleed her funds.
Mm-hmm.
Since she want to, you know what I'm saying, take it to court.
Yeah, definitely. These chicks definitely gotta chill. I mean, they're not even acting like humanish at this point, right?
Right.
Like, I get it. It's the Lord. Jake's my baby father, and then you know he's gonna take care of you, or at least the kid. But like you said, there's no way you can really see hot sauce and not know like something's wrong.
Right.
And even if you don't think it's hot sauce, like how do you not think it's blood or something?
Right.
And
because that stuff be having a very distinct smell, you know what I'm saying? Because hot sauce is hot. So, like, you kind of got to know what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And at that point, do you just like not care and go and try anyway?
Or... Yeah, that's what it is. Just desperate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then like that's what I think. Like females are dumb. Well, then it might not hurt them too much. Okay, you do this situation. Now you're known. So no other niggas probably won't really want to mess with you because they know what type of time you on. So that probably messed up a potential bags. Maybe you couldn't cash in with the drink, but maybe you could catch a somebody else.
Right. You know not even thinking. Yeah, like you said, this. Yeah. Retarded. That's retarded.
Yeah.
So, from this point on, are you going to be carrying around hot sauce with you?
Nah, I'm not gonna be doing that. I don't think I got those type of problems to worry about drink. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got billions and billions and billions of dollars, man.
Yeah, man, shout out to Drake for being, you know, innovative, man. You know what I'm saying? And wherever he found that out, because you just find out some of the most randomest stuff in your everyday life sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll... WTF facts brought to you by, you know what I'm saying, Teddy B Gaming, man.
Man, here you go, man. with the spiritual healing sponsoring and all that, man. Since we approaching super affiliate status and all that.
We got to get there to sponsor something, man. Hey, funny thing, yeah, I turned the stream on yesterday, but ain't nobody tuning in. I turned that joint right off after the hour. I was like, oh, I'm not about to, like, decrease my average.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I ain't even get the notifications, because even when we be, like, recording and stuff, if I get the notification, I just, like, pause everything. Like, hold on, let me cut the little Twitch on right quick on my TV. You know what I'm saying? And even if I can't pay attention, I at least want you to get like the view and shit. You know what I'm saying? But that it's like that shit just been acting funny lately. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
so I tell you sometimes I don't get a notification you on. I just so happen to like just you know what I'm saying, go to Twitch. Oh, he live. I'm watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just weird. I wonder if it's something we gotta do or something.
Nah, I don't know. Cause I always like for like the last few years, whether it be whatever platform, they be trying to tell people like to unfollow, to hit the bell notification, all that. Cause like, but it goes into the whole thing. Like, I don't know. Like, it might be just a plan for these social media. You know what I'm saying, against people, man.
Oh yeah, yeah. Cause I got like the bell on and all that shit.
Yeah, I get them sometimes. But, like sometimes them jokes just don't come through.
Yeah, and I remember like it was a while ago because I remember it first started happening because remember I was telling you like how I don't be getting the stream summary all the time.
Okay,
yeah, that's when I first because at first I was like every time I stream when I end the stream like 5 minutes later the summary like come through, and then after a while it was just like pick and choose or whatever, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And like from that point on, it's just been like something here, something there. And like you said, these platforms definitely got you running like obstacle courses and whatnot.
Yeah.
Bastards. So I guess you know, the Kodak situation, that kinda could have been grouped in with the sports talk since they was technically at a game, you know what I'm saying? Kodak was videotaped at a game having sex.
That's what they say. I don't think he was though. He probably was like just making out, and like was like she was like twerking on him or something. But like,
yeah, well, I think the twerking part. So yeah, it could be, especially at the distance the camera was.
Yeah,
yeah. Definitely was a hockey game because I think maybe if he was at a Lakers game or something, that shit would have got way more attention. At least I'm hoping so.
Yeah, they probably nipped that in the butt quick.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because, like I was saying earlier, you know, they just like wanted to crucify Lizzo for being half naked at the game.
Yeah, he should have got worse than what she got.
Right, right. But I also feel like it'd just be a conspiracy against her. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, because, well, that's a good up conversation for another day. But yeah. How do you feel about this, man?
It's just nasty and tacky. Like, That's not to say that I would ever be ashamed to be black or whatever, but like this type of shit just kind of annoys the shit out of me and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, hockey, they ain't our shit. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So you in their space acting like a complete ass and just tacky and in general in public and shit. That shit just super corny as shit. I'm like, motherfucker, for what? You know what I'm saying? Like, why you couldn't wait till you get home or to your hotel or whatever to do that shit? You know what I'm saying? It's just nasty.
Oh yeah. a lot of these rappers, I just feel like they felt like they've done it all and they need new ways to get themselves a rush and a thrill. And I mean, I don't know. Like you said, he is just tacky. So
yeah, I feel that too. That's
yeah,
like,
tacky.
That's like
do.
that's like super living on the edge and shit.
Man, I mean, because the thing is, you know, we hear like a lot of females say stuff like that. You know, they'll have sex anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's the same way. At the end of the day, I just feel like I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he's bringing attention to hockey, which is desperately what it needs, right?
I guess so.
You know, all publicity is good publicity, so they say. So that's one thing. So speaking of, I know one thing I did forget to mention when we was on the sports tip. And that is the massive bidding war that is set to happen this summer with three of the biggest, what do you even call these guys? Sports insiders, we'll call them that.
Yeah.
With Shams, who reports like most of the NBA breaking news. Him and Woj is included in this as well, and Adam Schefter, all set to become free agents after the completion of the NBA season this summer. Damn, like those, like technically three of the biggest names in sports when it comes to like the breaking news. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if one company could get all three or something.
Power play, man. Somebody better open up the bag.
Yeah. I feel like Fox has to steal one of these guys. You know what I mean? I feel like if they can get like one of these guys maybe on FS1 or Fox NFL Sunday or something like that. You know, I feel like that would be super great for them. You know what I mean? I definitely like the Shams.
Yeah.
I definitely like Woj, but I would go after Adam Schefter. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, yeah. If I'm Fox, I definitely want Adam.
Yeah, because Fox doesn't do basketball.
Right, yeah.
And unless they plan on getting into it. But even if you plan on getting into it, I wouldn't spend no big bag off Bucks. Yeah, I would get Adam Schefter. Yeah.
Facts.
So, definitely look forward to seeing what happens with that. And I wonder, are they still going to be breaking news, even though they're free agents? I wonder how that works out.
Yeah, probably. They definitely sorry still will be.
Niggas be on strike. Niggas just be finding out through, I don't know, other agents might step up or something. You know what I'm saying?
True. That's why I think they ain't going to let them, like, nah, I still got to be on my game. You know what I'm saying? Hell, niggas step up. I gotta get this security bag or whatever.
Yeah, it's definitely a good point. So I guess we can get to the knucklehead of, oh, I can say the knucklehead of knuckleheads, but one of the biggest knuckleheads in hip hop right now. NBA Youngboy. He has released a new song. And in the song, he can be quoted as saying, "Old block pack get rolled up, murder what they told us, Atlanta boy get fold up," which a lot of people are assuming it's a King Von diss to the late rapper and his old block family. And I know I seen DJ Academic saying something, but you know, I never really watch his stuff or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you feel about this whole situation? Because we talked about before, like, once a person dies, you know, the beef should be over. But, you know, I guess the rest of the OTO block is still around. So what do you feel about all this? Because I know you know more about this than I do.
Yeah, I feel like I definitely don't really like it. But, I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm starting to come grips to understanding it. Like, that shit is, like, to the death, you know? Well, not even to the death, because, like, it's going on for generations and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just instilled in it. And I ain't gonna fake, even though, like, I try to be impartial, unbiased, whatever, but, like, this junk kind of blew me a little bit more because, you know what I'm saying, I was definitely a big King Von fan or whatever.
So. Right.
And I don't really like, I never really got into NBA YoungBoy, so it's like, I'm like, this bad-ass nigga and shit.
Right. And he seems to be super successful.
Yeah, he has a huge following. He's super successful, yeah. Does crazy numbers on YouTube and all the streaming sites and all that shit.
Right. Yeah. And he, it was an impressive stat about him that I read the other day. Because I was trying to, I guess when I seen this, I was just trying to read up. Because I don't listen to YoungBoy either. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But was saying that, I forgot which one it was. I don't know if it's Spotify. There's so many of these music platforms. Mm-hmm. Let's just say it was Spotify, but he broke like one of the Spotify records for having like the most stream, like drop of a new song. And they were saying he did it because he doesn't have any social medias right now. I guess because they seized him or whatever.
Okay.
And all he has is like his YouTube channel. And I felt like that's kind of impressive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely impressive. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's like on house arrest, and he's like he can't go out and tour the music or nothing like that. So his stuff is basically going off of word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's been a while since somebody's been like super successful doing it that way. You know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, without the gimmicks, you know what I'm saying, the tricks and all that, and you know what I'm saying, the powerful social media shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So definitely was like impressive to hear that. But at the same time, it just kind of ruins it because it's like you just one of these type of niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I was about to try to get into his music too, because you know what I'm saying, you can't escape it. Like, if you on social media and shit like that, you see the memes. Like, I listen to, like, a lot of streamers. They always stream the shit. He got, like, some little slaps or whatever here and there or whatever. You know okay. what I'm saying? I was thinking about getting into his music, whatever. But I don't know. That might have been a nail in the coffin for me trying to, like, really listen to the nigga.
Right. And I just wish they let King Von, rest in peace, man.
Yeah, all the dead, rest in peace, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. I know you say this is a forever thing, but do you feel like at any point in time in the future, down the line, 20 years, 30 years from now, that niggas could put all of this type of stuff to the side?
Certain places, probably not. I don't see it. I hope so. I would love it. Mm-hmm. Like this shit, like I don't know, especially at the rate it's going down, the shit just seemed like just to intensify and take on new unheard of heights and shit, like with these diss songs and
yeah,
killing people, taking pictures, putting shit on social media and all that shit, and that shit is crazy.
And then the other epidemic that's going on is the catchy songs talking about who you murdering and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Did you hear that some lady, I guess she's on TikTok, she wanted to get that sound removed from TikTok.
What sound?
That little pop a gas shot. Look, gas shot.
Oh, okay. Not gonna hear that.
All right, so that's the response from the guy opposite of who has smoked.
Mm-hmm.
So he made that song, and you know what I'm saying, you know, like this is like real people he's talking about. Somebody got shot and something, and where's Corbin?
Right.
And that's a terrifying thing with the Corbin thing to do. It was going out, young kid going out, fill out some job applications and shit like that, and he just never made it back home. I think a year later they found his body remains like in a field somewhere. So that shit is like crazy. Like shit we be singing and shit is so catchy and shit, but that shit is like real life instances in these lyrics and shit.
Mm-hmm. And I guess when you throw like a catchy beat on, and then how these rappers, I mean, because if you put all jokes aside, a lot of these rappers, they rap like comical.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're talking like, because the way that that person's talking, it doesn't sound like they're serious.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and especially, and you could tell by how people acted out on the TikToks a lot, especially like with the ad libs added in.
Yeah.
Damn.
Right.
Well, damn. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's like, it's just, I know it's like a different feeling once you're like, damn, well, this is like real. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So unfortunately, I don't think that sound is going anywhere. Because at least this is what my new mindset that I recalibrated from earlier with the Kyrie situation. TikTok's probably made a ton of money off that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to say they would be petty in a fight a situation like that, but I really feel like they would probably just shove that situation off to the side. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. we didn't know people getting murdered and all of that. You know what I'm saying?
They could try to take it down, but all it'll take for somebody else to re-upload the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It probably just... You know how TikTok is. It's microwave. So that trend will probably die soon, and they'll be on to the next thing and shit. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they try to stop me from uploading a Joe Budden clip. All I did was put some echo on the bitch, and I'm able to upload it. You know what I'm saying? It's undetected from them. Like, they got so many users on that junk. It's going to be hard to, you know what I'm saying, take that shit off and...
Hey, so you let me ask you a question, right? You ever did a TikTok though, or you ever seen like a TikTok that you wanted to use the sound, and then when you click on the little disc jump, it'll be like, oh, this sound isn't for commercial use or something like that.
Nah, I haven't run into that yet.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out like what the hell be the difference? Like, how can some people use it? It's commercial use for them. But it ain't for everybody. Like, I'd be like, what the fuck be the difference?
Do it be regular people using it, or do it be like us?
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely want to look into that and see what niggas got to do.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. It's like, you know what I'm saying, that record label, somebody may give them the okay to use it on some shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, these record labels pay niggas to make TikToks and all that shit for that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. Could be something like that. But I don't know. If you want to really use that, John, screen record that shit.
Yeah.
And that's then right. I use like CapCut, and then you can like upload the song and basically extract the audio from it, and then use the audio however you want to use it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and like I said, they get the hating on the joint. They try to take it down, do the copyright violations, all that shit. I just tweak it, put some echoes and reverb or some shit on that joint. I was determined to use that damn Joe Budden joint.
Oh yeah, how you be putting like the echoes and stuff on there?
That CapCut. I'll tell you about that joint later.
Right.
Yeah, that joint sweet. That's like a lot of people use to edit videos on TikTok and shit.
Oh, okay.
Free little phone app.
Oh yeah, that's fine. So, let's wrap up the NBA YoungBoy shenanigans. So sliding into more shenanigans. I know we was talking about earlier in the week two LAPD police officers were fired from the force because they refused to answer a call about a robbery. Because they were playing Pokemon Go and discovered, I don't know how this is rare, but a Snorlax. Now, I haven't played Pokemon Go actively in a long, long time. I get on and if it's Pokemon in my, you know, wherever I'm at, like if I'm in the basement and it's Pokemon spawning, I'll catch him and then I'll try to transfer him over to my game. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Other than that, I haven't gone out playing that shit in like God knows how long. But I don't think a Snorlax was that rare. Was it rare?
That's what I asked too. I don't think it was that rare.
Yeah. So I'm just going to chalk that up. Now, LAPD's probably been like the crookedest police department since we've been alive. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So this is probably just two more of those. How do you feel about this? Like, you're not gonna respond to somebody getting robbed, bro.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so bad, it's hilarious. You know what I'm saying? Like, you laugh at it, but then like thinking like, damn, like how many other times, like how like you see people harass police officers because they get harassed. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, y'all niggas sitting at the, I don't know, I see it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, what are you doing here? You're saying you on duty? Why are you out here getting food and all this other shit? You out here chilling and shit. Why don't you go fight some real crimes and shit? You know what I'm saying? This the shit that people be trying to prevent and shit. Like, these niggas out here playing Pokemon Go and shit. You know what I'm saying? On the job and shit. Mm-hmm. That shit crazy. At least if you want to do it, at least respond to calls and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Do that shit in your downtime. Another niggas got downtime.
Right.
Like, golly.
Yeah, and that's no place for this. And this is why people hate police. You know, because you're supposed to be getting paid to protect people, even though we both agree that certain type of people over others. But there's just no place for this. And especially with the recent events of the last 2 years involving police, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You would think that police would try to be as blue collar as they could possibly be at the moment. But I mean, I guess, you know, people gonna be people, even if it's for Pokemon Go. Is this a testament to how addicting Pokemon can be?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I will be streaming Pokemon after this, but I wouldn't reject calls to do so. Well, certain calls, yeah, but not no emergencies. You know what I'm saying?
Not the Call of Duty.
Yeah. Yeah. When emergencies, this happened, I'm about to get another badge. Fuck it. You know, nah. Out of control in this at its finest. So I know you said you wanted to give a shout out to Maya Angelou.
Oh yeah, man. Shout out to Maya Angelou, man. She going to be on the quarter. First black woman to be on the quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So I was gonna say I was just thinking, like, I don't really get money. I gotta find out a way how to get a few of these jumps, because I think they might be limited.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Some you might want to keep, pass on down the generations, a whole, if you're a collector, it might be worth something, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely try to go get some of them junks and keep them in the collection, man. Shout out to Maya, man. Thank you. Man. You know what I'm saying? We got the Maya Angelou quarter. Where's the hurry of Tubman 20, man?
What hasn't hit circulation though yet, has it?
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Where's that?
There's been a whole, I forgot, before Trump left office, he said something about it. Like, it was some type of holdup. And I forgot what he said. Biden hasn't mentioned it at all since he's been in office. But, yeah, I kind of feel like this is a red flag, technically. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did they get this process going? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they were talking about Harriet Tubman being on the 20th party, like, damn near 5 years ago. So, I mean, well, it's cool though. You never thought you'll see a day where it'd be black people on money.
Right.
So not to play devil's advocate or anything like that, but do you feel like, you know, out of all the black people throughout history, it should have been her on the change or somebody else?
I don't know. To be honest, I ain't even really think that far deep into it.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we? So I'm thinking you might have thought of something.
I mean, I just thought about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, you know, they putting Harriet, well, allegedly putting Harriet Tubman on the 20. So I wonder what the thought process was. Like, who? I wonder when it came to the quarter, who was like, let's put Maya Angelou on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you know, I'm just thinking like, once you see Harriet Tubman, I just think of like so many other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Frederick could have got a nod.
Douglas, yeah, Martin Luther King,
yeah,
Rosa Parks, Marcus Garvey, and all. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Maya Angelou, she is like powerful and iconic, but it's like to a certain, you know, a different degree of shit. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So I just was wondering what the thought process was. That's all. But I believe that is all the topics. Did we have anything we missed?
Got a few jumps. We got a whole talk on them too crazy. Trey Songz, man, these rape allegations. How do you feel about it now? Like, remember back in the day, Kiki Palmer, I think she might have been one of the first ones to alert us to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I want to do apologize to her. I know she's not going to even hit us, but you know what I'm saying?
Maybe one
kinda,
day.
Yeah, kind of wrote her off and like, oh, you corny as hell. Like, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I just always thought it was something weird with her or something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of wrote her off. But now you're hearing it from the Gonzalez twin and the other accusers. Like, what's going on with Trey Songz, man?
And again, like, when Kiki Palmer said what she said, I kind of didn't write her off, but I also kind of just was like, what she was saying to me wasn't bad. Cause she didn't say like he had like, you know, assaulted her. She was saying like he was sexually intimidating.
Yeah, joking.
And from what she was describing, I was like, it's one of those things where she described it, and I'm like, damn, I see niggas do that all day, every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know if that's necessarily bad, cause flirting could be sexually intimidating.
Right,
yeah, you know what I'm saying.
It takes one of them to just say that, and they feel uncomfortable
right,
and all that.
Right, right. And so I was like, you know, I kind of just was like, eh, she probably just, like you said, she probably just one of them type of Jones. And I ain't never heard nobody else say nothing about him.
Right. So yeah, I try to get people the benefit of the doubt and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. But all this shit right here,
yeah,
like,
yeah, all right, Trey. And like, it's like weird, like no homo. Trey's an attractive dude, you know what I'm saying? He gets all the ladies and all that. Like, what's up with this guy? I guess, I don't know. Like you said, some people just got weird kinks, and I don't know. Maybe they just might be into that.
Well, I feel like it just might be the power.
Yeah.
I feel like it eventually just gets you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you just feel like, what? Somebody telling me no? What?
Right.
You know who I am?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, definitely gotta keep an eye on this guy, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Can't hang around my girl, man. You know, I don't know what kind of funny business you on. And you know what's, I mean, granted, we just like two regular beggars doing a podcast. But a lot of the time, I be feeling like, I don't know how you be feeling about it. A lot of the time, I be feeling like we well on our way, though, to being of stature. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And sometimes I just think, like, you going to be amongst, like, these type of niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, How do you carry yourself around these type of niggas? Like, I don't know. Like, I go ahead, Trey. Go ahead somewhere else, man. You know, like, not carry the nigga, but you be on some nut shit, man. But we do got to, I guess, keep giving them the benefit of the doubt until we get, like, a court case or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I would try not to have myself around people like him or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people I know, like, I'll be thinking about that too. Like, weird man, like I know I don't mess with Meek. I would try not to be around Meek. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, we'll see how, innocent until proven guilty, but yeah, now the red flags is up definitely for this guy. What else did you have?
I think that's about it. Just wanted to throw the Kanye and Game song just came out since it was leaked, and he's on record taking shots at Pete Davidson, saying, God save me from this crash to beat Pete Davidson's ass. Because, you know, he's out there dating it. Kim K, you know what I'm saying? Well, I think they're still technically still married.
I mean, why are you mad at him, though?
That, I mean, I don't know. That's how people are, bro. Like
if he was doing what you're supposed to do, she wouldn't be dating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then he's out he's doing his thing. Like, I just seen a picture of him, a video of him, you know what I'm saying, with his new interest or whatever.
Man, who are you dating? Julia Fox or something like that?
Oh, Lord, that is some white chick or whatever.
Yeah, one of them little white actors or whatever. Yeah, but I don't know. Like, outside, once you get outside the music with this guy, he has a very interesting mindset, I'll say. He can do it, but you can't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like you shouldn't be mad at him. Plenty of niggas, whether you know him or not, you work with a nigga before, clearly not your friend, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're going to go after, like, the bad chicks. Like, you need to be mad at her for saying yes to a relationship, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. You forgiving her and you still want her back, but you got the problem with him though. You know what I mean?
Right.
That don't make sense to me and shit. What about you?
Yeah, it definitely don't make sense to me, but that's just, I don't know, that's just how people be though in the midst of like domestic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like you always see like if a female pull up, they wanna fight the female, but you know your nigga ain't shit and always cheating on you, but you wanna fight the female. Nah. Female probably know nothing about you. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
That should be, I guess, human nature, I guess. It's dumb logic and shit, but it's just corny as hell.
Definitely corny as fuck. Other than that, is that it?
That's it.
All right, so we can get to these what the fuck facts. My fact was actually going to be a topic, but it was so much of a topic, I was just like, every time I read the headline, it just made me say, what the fuck? So I was thinking I would save it for that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Today is Saturday. So last, I want to say Friday, open heart surgeon conducted an open heart surgery on a patient, and instead of transferring human heart to human heart, it's been pig heart to human heart. So it was, you know, surgery was successful. The person is alive, and I don't know if they're alive and well, but person's been alive for a week now. You know what I'm saying? Living off of a pig's heart. Now, there is a conversation I want to have with you, right?
Okay.
But this is going to be off air, like in the Xbox party, because there's like a wormhole that I just want to jump into, but it might be too controversial to do on the podcast.
Okay.
But yeah, the person's been alive for a week. How do you feel about, like, I didn't even know we could live with a pig's heart.
I didn't either. And I'm thinking like, what the fuck? Like, I wonder how. Oh no! Like, how big that pig heart is and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That shit is weird. Like, how do you even get to that point where you even like know that might be successful and shit?
Yeah, that it might.
Shit is wild.
That it might work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, they be in the lab trying cooking up all the other shit, man. Like, cooking up a lot of shit. A lot of studies and shit, I guess. But that is fucking wild, bro.
I just imagine that moment though. Like, yeah, you know, sir, we couldn't find like any hearts to match what you need, but you know, we do have a miracle that we could try, and that's a pig's heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's one thing I was thinking too. So I don't know too much of the technical shit. Like, all these humans, they couldn't find a human heart and shit.
Yeah, that's also an interesting conversation to be had. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's secretly like politics that go into that kind of stuff. I don't know, like, why the person needed a heart transplant. Maybe if it was on them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, all right, so transparency moment, right? You know me, right? I don't drink. And one of the biggest reasons I don't drink is because my father died from that.
Okay.
So my father had a cirrhosis of the liver. And when he had it, like, basically his liver had deteriorated and whatnot. And if you can get a liver transplant, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But because of the way that he lost his liver, it puts you like at the bottom of the list.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So because it came from excessive drinking and stuff like that, you don't just automatically, oh yeah, we got this liver downstairs for you. Nah, it goes to people that was in car accidents, people who might have gotten shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the stuff that's out of your control, you get blessed first. Versus like, well, you did this on your own over years of this and that. So you know, we put you on the list, but you just letting you know it's a ways to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then he ended up dying because he was too far down the list or whatever. And plus that was like early 90s. So I don't, you know, shit would be way different now, I'm guessing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that, I'm just wondering, like, is the heart thing the same way? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know. But I wouldn't be too confident in my day-to-day life knowing I had a pig's heart inside of me.
Right. And then, like, how do you, I guess he was desperate. Maybe that's what it is and shit. Maybe that's what it is. It's a list and shit. And like, fuck, can't wait for humans, y'all. Hey, you got this pig, y'all. I guess he like, fuck it. I guess we can try it. And just be waiting down this list and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That make a little bit more sense to me now.
Yeah. And just throwing it out there because I know that was relevant then. So still might be a relevant thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, that is my what the fuck fact for the day.
All right. to tie back into the topic we talked about earlier,
mm-hmm.
these new beefs and you know what I'm saying, growing territorial disputes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know in India there is a rising war on the streets?
Yeah.
And it might not be what you actually think. This war is between monkeys and street dogs.
Okay.
It all started once a street dog mauled a baby monkey, killing it. And the street monkeys are out for blood. So they've been ravaging the streets. Any dog they see, especially the small ones, they can, you know what I'm saying, take up to high heights,
mm-hmm.
and drop the jaw and killing it. They've been out here murdering body and shit.
Damn.
And any people that get in the way of it is on site for them too. You know what I'm saying?
For real? So
like, yeah. I had heard this fact like a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, now that we do, like, these what-the-fuck facts, I seen it again. I was like, okay, maybe that shit is shit. Man, apparently, you know what I'm saying, monkeys, you know, they always say they, like, related to us, they close to us. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
They do mourn the death of, you know what I'm saying, other monkeys. And also are revengeful, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So that's kind of crazy, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so when you say street dogs, you mean like stray dogs? Like,
yeah,
okay. Okay. Wow. That is crazy. And man, they even kill humans too if you get in the way.
Yeah. They might, I don't know if they might get killed, but they definitely, you know what I'm saying? You definitely probably get hurt breaking that shit up. You know, some of them monkeys got like sharp teeth and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, be biting and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, you can say India.
Yeah.
Okay. You ask that author to go places listen to that.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get caught up and blicked in the fight, man.
Blicked, though. Bro, you all right? Yeah, I got to talk about some little monkeys and shit, you know? Was patting a little dog. Next thing you know, I was knocked out.
You thought you was an op, man.
Yeah, that is... It's just no telling what is going on the earth, young.
Yeah, it's so wild stuff, man. Monkeys beefing with dogs.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't even... It'd be so... It sounds so wild. I couldn't even imagine that happening here.
Right.
Because the dynamic of everything is so different. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine that we just had, like, wild monkeys all around.
Yeah. Oh, man. And then, like, you see all these people using these motherfuckers as pets and shit.
Right.
I couldn't.
No, you couldn't have a monkey?
Nah.
Yeah, I don't... That might be... You know, they say dogs be, like, a man's best friend. I'm like, a monkey, that might be too close to being a human.
Yeah.
To keep as a pet and shit. Yeah, but yeah, that was excellent right there.
Appreciate it.
No problem. So, this has been another Head for the Hills podcast, and we out.
Bye.